I just remember what I saw on the news. Yeah. And I remember at first that a lot of people were against it. I think because they were just thinking, oh, it would raise the crime rate. And on my part, I'm like, how would it raise the crime rate, you know? But a lot of people at first were against it. But I think after it was here and they saw it ran smoothly, a lot of people don't even think about it anymore, you know?
Right.
It's not even on their minds.
Okay. So do most people drive? Most people have cars here?
Most, yeah.
excuse me. Goodness. Well, tell me more. Tell me about Groveway, because I know you mentioned on that you are part of the Groveway community. Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, Groveway, which we know is headed by Gail, is a great organization for the community, because within the community, like she does, scholarships for graduating seniors in Roswell. That program, mm-hmm. And it's really a Groveway to keep the community together, but it's still sometimes more of an outreach too. Like we'll have a day at the park, and it's open to, you know, everybody, and it's not like no one, you know, even if you're not part of Groveway, part of the Groveway community, we still ask that everybody come out, you know. If you're from the Groveway community, like you say, you could have moved away, you know, we want you to come back on the, you know, certain days. And then we have, like at first we were doing the Black History program up at the Roswell Cultural Arts Center, which has now been incorporated with the city of Roswell with their Roswell Roots program for the month of February.
That's cool.
So, you know, it's just, you know, awesomeness to see that something that Groveway started is now part of history, you know, with the Roswell Roots. But Groveway, I think it's a great thing that everybody needs to, in the Groveway community, needs to come familiar with and be a part of, because it's for us, by us, you know?
Right.
So.
Goodness. So, is it the majority, is it African American?
Yes, the majority, yeah.
Okay. And can you tell me about its history?
Excuse me. Sorry. Excuse me. From my understanding, when they started, I'm not sure exactly when. Like I said, I know when I was a teenager, they were already, you know, formed. The organization was already formed. So, but from my understanding, it was just a program that was built to better our community. When I say our community, which we call the Groveway community, which is really expands from what we would say Oxbow to the North Cross Street area. It's like a little area of Roswell. It's not like Roswell. Groveway community is more like the Groveway community around Groveway.
Oh, cool.
You know, yeah.
That's cool. And is that area, Oxbow to the North Cross area, is it still predominantly African American or?
Yeah. And Hispanic now.
Okay.
A lot of Hispanics have moved in now, yeah. So it's mainly African American and Hispanic, yeah.
Okay. Being that Hispanics have moved in, has it changed anything or
No, not like out of the ordinary, you know, not really, not at all.
Okay, that's cool. I heard that May 6th, that, you know, Groveway's getting, their own office.
Their own building, yeah.
Yeah, how is that?
Oh, that's exciting because right now we used to meet wherever we could meet, you know.
Right.
But right now they meet at the actual, but, you know, downstairs. It's just more of a, this is where we're going to meet. It's not that they have their own space where now Groveway can file their own paperwork, you know.
Right.
It's just interesting just to have a spot where you can say, well, this is Groveway, you know. If you want to come visit us, come into, so, you know. I mean, it's exciting. It is. It's very exciting.
No, I can see it in your face. I think it's kind of cool how the city is really like,
yeah, now they're opening to, you know, opening up to it. Okay. And it's really Groveway, it was formed to give Groveway an opinion, you know.